Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my soulmate and Bible teacher, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Shalom, friends and fellow servants of our Lord. Tonight we will conclude chapter 24 of Matthew. It's been quite a journey. Mm-hmm. Then next week begins the season of Passover, and so we'll be discussing that next week. Also, our latest teaching newsletter went out yesterday that details the gold nuggets of the spring feast. If you are not on our mailing list, you might want to be. And we'll explain after the news portion just how you can do that. But first, let's give glory to God.
Yes, we will. Glory to you, our Abba Father. May tonight's program send a sweet essence to your throne. And may all those listening tonight be especially blessed. We exalt you and forever thank you for our salvation through your only Son, who willingly came to earth at this time of the year to be the ultimate sacrifice for the whole world, to anyone who chooses to accept your free gift. We pray that the miracle of your resurrection will awaken our loved ones who do not know you as they personally should. And like the footprints in the sand, we thank you for carrying our burdens, especially those of your afflicted ones. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Okay, honey, what about have any news tonight about Turkey?
Okay, yes. Turkey has successfully pushed the Kurds out of their city of Afrin and plans to expand its military operations into other Kurdish areas, and not just in Syria. Its troops would cross over to Iraq's Sinjar region as well. Manbij are his troops' next target, and then Kobani is a hard word to say, and other Kurdish towns along the Turkish border east of the river Euphrates. Erdogan admitted to Mechen that his targeted areas, well, they're not just held by Turkish forces, but the United States troops are based there as well to help the Kurds.
Isn't Turkey a part of NATO, though?
Yes, but they shouldn't be. The United States has usually helped the Kurds, and vice versa when it came to ISIS, for sure. But most everyone says the Kurds deserve to have their own small corner. But Erdogan hates them and will not allow them to occupy any of its Turkish land.
What does Turkey, where does Turkey stand with Russia and Iran?
Well, they help each other on occasion when it benefits them. But we do know from Ezekiel 38 that they all ally together in that war. And this is something important. The United States Marines submarines and cruise missile strike groups are now in the eastern Mediterranean Sea, the Persian Gulf, and the Red Sea.
Yeah, that can't be good.
Well, one can wonder if perhaps a possible strike at Syria would come from, like, three different angles. And now Russia is accusing the United States forces of getting ready to fake a chemical weapons strike and blame it on Russia. Russia says they have credible secret information that 20 tons of chlorine gas has been delivered to Syria's de-escalation zone, where the United States-backed Syrian rebels are being trained.
So I think that's called a false flag.
And often done by the deep state within the United States, sad to say. Mm-hmm. Putin says he's being set up and did not poison the spy agent or his daughter in Britain. And the emergency room attending physician also stated their symptoms were not from any poisonous nerve agent.
So, no nerve agents, just a government with a lot of nerve.
Obviously, someone is lying. Mm-hmm. Perhaps to justify a war. As we do know, globalists will do that. And their Masonic book called Morals and Dogma calls for three world wars.
This scenario has disaster written all over it.
Hopefully, it's just another rumor. But France's foreign ministry tells their reporters to stop all travel to Syria, and UN officials have been advised to leave Damascus urgently.
Isaiah 17 keep showing up in our minds.
Yes. And Russia states that if necessary, they will respond with military force to not only shoot down the incoming missiles, but as well destroy where they came from.
Well, now I hear China has a leader for life.
They do, and villagers are now told they must remove any posters showing Christian religious sayings and images in order to replace them with hundreds of images of Xi. This alarming act is a stark reminder of a past China under Mao Zedong, whose picture was in every Chinese citizen's home in place of religious sayings and images.
Yeah, you know, history does repeat itself.
It does, but not in Saudi Arabia, because there's lots of good changes are happening there.
Right, I heard women are even allowed to drive.
I know, and much more. But the best news is we have an Arab country teaming up with Israel. So much so that the Sanhedrin has now invited the sons of Ishmael to help build the third temple, since they hope it will become a house for all nations.
You know what? That does fit an end-time scenario, you know?
Uh-huh. Amazing, unprecedented times we have. But, sadly, the Mueller investigation continues on his witch hunt. When they get one issue that just comes up dry, they just move on to another, and now he has subpoenaed President Trump's personal business records from before he was president. So add all that to the porn star Stormy Daniels' accusations of adultery and bodily threats, she is claiming. We just have a real mess.
Yeah, you know, they just keep digging. Honey, why don't you specifically pray for our president?
Okay. Father God, our president continues to need your help. He has flaws, as we all do, but his mission is to make America great again. And we believe and pray that his heart has been cleansed and is now in a good place to drain that swamp within our government. So therefore, we ask that you rebuke the enemy from getting in his way. And, of course, we pray this in Yeshua's name.
Yes, we do. And amen to that. Okay. And alongside that prayer, we do have some good news.
I think so. Because if you've been wondering if the pedophile. I know, I never say it right. Pedophile and child trafficking investigation has died down. Well, it hasn't. It's just keeping a low profile. But I understand much is happening behind the scenes. Apparently, President Trump has signed an executive order to allow military trials on the more elite perpetrators rather than a civil trial due to the high incidence of probable bribery and involvement within our justice system. For it does involve some high levels of government officials. Child trafficking must be stopped, and we know that is surely God's will. So, church, please keep praying.
Yes, indeed. Okay, let us know what you think about all this at SheilaChoparMinistries.net, where you can also send your end-time questions or call the office with your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Excuse me. Also by regular mail, Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering, and we'll be sure to add you to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning. And, honey, you will be teaching on the tabernacle for about 3 weeks coming up in April. And what are those dates and where?
Okay, well, April 5th will be at Lakeshore Assembly of God in Mentor at 7 p.m. The next night, April 6th, at Chester Christian Center in Chesterland, also 7 p.m. And then April 19th at Lakeshore Assembly of God, again in Manor at 7 p.m., and that'll actually be part two.
Yeah, there's loads of typology and gold nuggets.
Oh, my, yes. And let's just do a quick commercial for our son-in-law. Should you require any plaster or drywall repairs, Leo is an expert in his field of over 30 years, and he can also match those difficult wall textures.
Yeah, call Leo at 401-651-5757.
One more time.
401-651-5757.
Oh, and just this morning, I want to mention this too, another school shooting, this time in Maryland. Two students injured but not killed. The student gunman was shot by police and died. Also in Texas, a fifth explosive has gone off. Most were inside boxes left on people's porches, and this morning one exploded in a FedEx building.
Well, you know what that means? It's time to ban all boxes.
Cute. That was good.
Okay, let's look at the last section of Matthew 24.
Okay, well, we have been covering this chapter for many weeks now. There is so much information that we decided to take it slow. And last week we examined the phrase, no one knows the day or the hour, and looked at how it was as in the days of Noah. Tonight we will be in verses 45 through 51, the faithful servant and the evil servant. Mm. Dear, would you read verses 45 through 51?
I'll do it. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come home on a day when he is not looking for him and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Okay, so let's just look at the first three verses where it says, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. So these three verses of this parable reflects the attitude of Israel leading up to Jesus' first coming as their ultimate sacrifice for their sins. You know, their leaders are in play here, particularly leading up to Christ's first coming. Had they had been preaching the whole word of God, not just the Torah, but the prophets, the Psalms, the Proverbs as well, which would complete their nourishing food, more than just a few thousand might have recognized who and why he was here.
Yeah, I like the Proverbs.
I do too. You know what? Particularly the fourth proverb,
mm-hmm.
Because
one of my favorites.
It really exalts wisdom as God's queen, as instruction from our Father. And it also warns us not to forsake her, but retain the words to get understanding and for preservation. It also says to love her, exalt her, embrace her, and she will be your crown of glory to give you grace and deliver you. So wisdom is the most principal thing. Therefore, it says, get wisdom, for she will bring you honor, and your years will be many. And then in verse 12, it says, when you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble.
Yeah, verse 13 is really good. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life.
That is just amazing.
Yep.
And it goes on, then it continues with the command to stay away from evil. So, then a servant cannot have God's wisdom without understanding and lovingly cherishing the word of God. Then he is wise and can lead over others. And then faithfulness just comes along with it. Now, food here is both literal, as their leader made sure there was proper food, but also spiritual, because God's food is the Word, and it teaches us what season we are in. Like today, we are in the season of the spring feasts and the last days. And we know that because we eat the Word.
The meat, just not not just milk.
That's right. Steak. So anyway, we can see here how this does particularly apply to Israel. For at the time of his first coming, the leadership was anything but faithful and wise. Instead, they led the people astray by not knowing much about what their own scriptures taught about their Messiah. Hence, the comparison to the evil steward who says, "Oh, my master is not coming for a long time," as we read in verses 48 through 51. And let me just remind you what it says, verse 48, "But if that evil servant says in his heart, 'My master is delaying his coming,' and begins to beat his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunkards," okay, obviously, he's not a righteous man. Then in verse 50, it says, "The master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware of." Okay, so I can relate, and so can you, because we know a lot of people like that. That the unrighteous are not expecting him at all. So, it goes on to say what their judgment will be. The emphasis is on the fact of us being forewarned. We are warned. He has provided all that information. Not just in his word, he even sent them prophets, which, by the way, they seldom listen to. And probably, just like today, they don't listen either, because it doesn't fit into their personal agendas. So therefore, they're not looking, and certainly not expecting, and probably not wanting. Now, this parable of the servants also represents the people of Israel who will be God's stewards during the tribulation. You know, at Christ's return, second return, the nation will be judged. The faithful sheep will be received into the kingdom, and the unfaithful goats, and you can read about that in Matthew 25, will be excluded from the kingdom. Here again, the faithfulness is that which springs from faith in Christ, which is attained only through his word. And I don't think there's a week go by when I don't mention how important the word of God is. It's everything. It is our life. Now, unfaithfulness is produced because you're not in the word of God, which then produces a lack of faith in Christ. Thus, in view of the many signs, we are all exhorted to be watchful, prepared, and faithful. As well, what we do here as a child of God will affect how we rule in the kingdom. And I really do believe that. In the kingdom, we're going to be ruling with Christ as his queen. And I believe what we do here today will decide of how he's going to put us over certain people in the next kingdom, because we will help rule. So we will be giving advice. It's just almost incomprehensible to even put it all in your mind or your thought of exactly how it's going to be, but I do know it's going to be wonderful. And I do know that we're going to have beautiful new bodies. And just like Christ was here and he returned after his resurrection, and he could still eat and be touched, and but he could walk through walls, and we're going to have those bodies as well. So look forward to that. And then chapter 24 of Matthew finishes with this warning. If you're not righteous, the master will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh my, that's just absolutely a gruesome judgment. And yet we are warned. Everyone is warned of how it's going to be. Now the Greek word for cut in two is dichotomeo. And it's translated, shall cut him in pieces. Now amazingly so, this actually did happen sometimes to some of the condemned criminals way back when. But this could also refer to how, remember they would cut certain sacrifices and how Abraham in Genesis 15:10 split the animals in two when he made covenant with God. Since the unrighteous will have to suffer the consequences of not accepting the sacrifice of Christ, they will pay the sacrifice themselves with their own bodies. And they're going to a place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And that does confirm a literal place of eternal torment. So often I hear that people say, oh, there's no hell. Well, the Bible says there is. And it's usually right about most things. So I'm going to believe it's right about this. But you know what? Luke 21 says you can escape the horrors of the soon coming judgment with just a simple prayer. All you have to do is just admit that you are a sinner. Repent. And I suggest actually getting in a humbling position next to your bed, get on your knees. And you know what sin is really hounding you the most. Repent of that. And tell God that you need his help. And you can get his help by inviting him into your spirit being. Then, ask him to have dominion over you instead of the very temporary God of this world. Because let me tell you, if Christ doesn't have dominion over you, Satan does. And his many cohorts. Because it's one or the other. You can't just be in the middle and can be gray. Well, I'm not really following Christ, but I'm not following Satan either. Hello, yes you are. Because it's either or. You're either with Christ or you're not with Christ. So wake up. Smell the roses because he's coming soon, and we know that for a fact. Let me leave you with the Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6, 22 through 27. Evarakaka Adonai Vishmareka, Yaer Adonai Panav Aleka Vioneka, Yasa Adonai Panav Aleka Viyasem Laha Shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And by the way, in the original, that word will is in there. In our translations, for some reason, they left it out. But the Lord will bless you and keep you. So, till next time, Sha'alu, Shalom, Yerushalayim. Keep praying for our president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper in all areas of your life. Because if you love Jerusalem, you love the Lord. And if you love the Lord, you're in the Word of God. And it will prosper you in all areas of your life. And also keep you happy. And that, of course, you can read in Psalm 122, verse 6. And I suggest memorizing it. It's a good one to know. God bless you all. Looking forward to teaching you next week. God bless.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.